I want to begin this homily on this fourth Sunday of Easter, customarily called Good Shepherd Sunday. At the end of this gospel that we just heard, you know, what are we celebrating in the Easter season? The resurrection of Christ, right? But not just the resurrection of Christ, but what came before that, the fact that he was willing to suffer and die for us because he loves us so much. He was willing to suffer and die for us, to lay down his life for us, and to rise again. And isn't this what he says at the end of the gospel? He says, "No one takes my life from me." As if to say, you really think I was killed? Now, don't get me wrong. Jesus did die. I don't want to fall into some heresy and suggest that he just kind of fell asleep. No, he died. But he laid down his life. He says, "No one takes my life from me. I lay it down on my own." And he says, "I have power to lay it down and I have power to take it up." This is what we're celebrating in the Easter season, that our Lord, as the Good Shepherd who loves us, chose to willingly lay down his life again, lay down his life for us, and to rise again for us. Let's look back at the beginning of the gospel. He says, "A hired man who is not a shepherd, whose sheep are not his own, and who is simply working for pay, when a wolf comes along, the man, the hired man, leaves and runs away." Well, why? Well, precisely because he's a hired man. They're not his sheep. He really has no long-term interest in them. And so when evil comes along, the hired man runs away and the wolf catches and scatters the sheep. Now, I would submit to you that our Lord is not simply talking about a bunch of sheep and a wolf. Our Lord is saying that he is the good shepherd. We are all his sheep. And isn't that what John said in our second reading that we heard from his first letter? He said, "Beloved, we are God's children now. We are not just regular old sheep." There's a certain dignity, a great exalted dignity, a dignity, by the way, I think that we often forget about, and I'm going to come back to that at the end. But because we are God's children, Christ, as the Good Shepherd, has that vested interest in us. He is not like the hired man who, when evil comes along, just runs away to save his own hide. Isn't this appropriate that we have these readings, we have this Good Shepherd Sunday, on the very 10th anniversary of the tornado? You know, because sometimes we wonder, sometimes we can wonder, we kind of have to wonder sometimes, and I got to touch on this a little bit yesterday, the reflection I gave at our ecumenical prayer breakfast yesterday morning. It's a great mystery. We say, well, God is all-powerful, and so if God is all-powerful, he can certainly prevent evil from happening. And if God is all-loving, well, then why wouldn't he? You know, if he loves us and he's able to, why wouldn't he prevent the various evils that come our way? And, you know, I can't get too much into this, but the short answer is because God allows things, not because he rejoices in watching us suffer, not because he directly wanted it to happen in the first place. He allows things that are part of living in a fallen, corrupted universe. A corruption that occurred, by the way, because of our own sin. But because these things, like tornadoes, happen, God sometimes he'll divert the storm. And we were talking before Mass about how the storm, while it ripped through our school, it jumped over the convent. Save the nuns. So I'm not going to put a limit on God's power, but what I will say is, God, sometimes his approach is not to divert the storm. Sometimes his approach is to hold us close. Sometimes his approach is, I'm going to let this evil happen, not because I like it, not because I like to watch people suffering, certainly not because I'm not powerful enough to do it. No, but because I am going to pull a greater good out of this. I'm going to pull a greater good out of this. And so often, you know, we don't get to see that greater good in our own lifetimes. This is a unique situation, though. We have seen the great good that has come out of those 10 years since the tornado, haven't we? I mean, we've seen a town that has grown together closer and bigger. We have seen that greater good that so often we don't see. But this is what our Lord is getting at. What does our Lord say? He says, when the wolf comes, our Lord does not run away like the hired man would. Our Lord stays there to defend his sheep. That's the type of God that we have, brothers and sisters. We have as our Lord and God that good shepherd who stays with us in the midst of even those trials that he does not prevent. He stays with us even in the midst of that and protects us. Why? Because he is the good shepherd and he chooses to lay down his life for us. And I want to just wrap up by coming back to that second reading, as I said I would. Something that I don't think we think about enough is the great dignity that we have as God's children. As St. John said, beloved, we are God's children now. How often do we really act, and I certainly include myself in this, how often do we really act like the children of God that we are? Perhaps something for all of us to think about, that our Lord is the good shepherd who stays with us in the midst of evil, in the midst of trial. He is the good shepherd who's always willing to forgive us when we do stumble and fall. But are we doing our part? Are we constantly trying to live up to that great dignity that he has freely bestowed upon us as children of God? That great dignity that we have just in our human nature, and that great dignity that we have even more so by our common baptism. Are we really living up to that? Something for all of us to think about during this Easter season, that we need to live up to that great dignity that the Good Shepherd bestows on us, to give thanks that he does not abandon us in the midst of trial, that he loves us so much, that he's always willing to be there and to pick us up when we do fall. And I would just say one other thing. I said I was going to wrap up with something else, but wrap up with one other thing. You know, we have, on this Good Shepherd Sunday, the Church asks us especially to pray for vocations, to pray for shepherds after the Lord's own heart, as he says, to raise up shepherds after his own heart. Let's pray today especially for an increase in vocations to the priesthood, to the religious life. And let's give thanks to God especially for the great gift of our school that was torn apart in the tornado but has been rebuilt and is thriving more than ever and, by the way, is a great source of vocations to the priesthood and to the religious life. Let's pray for that today. Brothers and sisters, Christ is risen.